Be'ezah Hashem, this book, we begin paragraph 3, the fourth chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Beis Avichin, the laws of the Beis HaMikdash and the Seif HaVoidah, where we continue regarding the different elements in the Beis HaMikdash, talking in this paragraph regarding the Aron and the structure of the entirety of the Heichal. As we begin in Halacha Aleph regarding the place of the Aron. So Evan, there was this stone, which was called the Evan Shasiyah, because Shasiyah means the foundation, which, because it was the place of the service of the Kabbanis, which is the foundation of the world. There was this stone, and that was in the holies of the holies, and this was Bimarova, in the western part, so deeper into the area. That on it, the ark was placed. Ulefanav, and in front of it was Tzintzenes Haman, the flask of the man, which was what they ate in the Midbar. Umat, the Aron had the stick of Aron, which had a miracle that it blossomed. Now, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew the end was going to be destroyed. So he built a place where the ark could be buried. Deep down, and in these deep and maze and twisty caves underneath. Now, and the king Yeshayahu, later, many years later, Tziva, he commanded, and he commanded it should be concealed away in the place that Shlomo HaMelech built. Shlomo, like it says in the Pasuk, in Dibar Yamim, Beis. He said to Levim, HaMevinim L'chol Yisrael, that give understanding to the Jewish people. HaKadosh Hashem, that I sanctified Hashem. To new Esarin HaKadosh Babayis, HaShabon Shlomo Ben David Melech Yisrael, placed the holy ark in the house that Shlomo HaMelech built, that he's the son of David, the king of the Jewish people. Well, what do you mean that he built? Of course, it was always there. It rather means that special place beneath, under the underground. In lechem masav akasav, you're not going to carry it anymore on the shoulder. Ata ivdus Hashem lekecha begumen, now go ahead and serve Hashem, your God, etc. Now, benignus yimai, and buried with it, concealed away with it, was mati Aron, the staff of Aron, that's incense, and the flask of the man, v'shem namishcha, and the anointing oil. V'chol elu lechazav b'bayis shenei, and all these were not brought back when they came back in the second Beis HaMikdash. Also, Urmetumim, which the discussion of Urmetumim is the holy name of Hashem, or it's the Avni of the Ephod of the Cheshin, Shoyib Vayesheni, that even that which was by the second Beis HaMikdash, Lohim Meshim Beruch HaKodesh, didn't respond with the Holy Spirit, and hence, Lohim Neshambam, they didn't ask it, which in the first Beis HaMikdash, they would ask it questions and hear prophecy, they didn't do that in the second Beis HaMikdash, like it says in the Pasuk in Ezra, Adamayr HaKoyin Ulutumim, that, you know, we're talking about what will be when Mashiach comes, until there comes a Koyin that has the Urmetumim, because currently, even in the second Beis HaMikdash, they didn't have that power. And so why did they make it then if it didn't have this power? The Rambam holds because it had to be a completing of the 8 Kohanic garments for the Kohen Gadol, that it shouldn't be like he's missing one of the garments, but not that it was effective in its purpose. Halacha Beis, Rambam continues with the structure of the Mikdash. Bevayis Rishon, the first base of Mikdash. There was a wall that separated between the Kodesh, the Heichal, and the Holies of the Holies. Of Yama, and the thickness of that wall was an Am. Now, became Shabbat by Sheni, when they built the second base of Mikdash, Nistapakam, they were in doubt. Im Ovi HaKoisel, if the thickness of the wall, Hoyimimidas HaKoidish, was it really considered part of the measurements and the dimensions of the holiness of the Koidish, of the Hechel, and Mimidas Koidish HaKoidishim, or from the measurements of the Koidish HaKoidishim? The figure, therefore, also Koidish HaKoidishim. So what they did was they made the Koidish HaKoidishim of a thickness of Esrim Amatamimes, of 20 complete Ams. Now, they also made the Heichel a full 40 Amas. Now, they left another Amma between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Lebanu Kodesh HaKadoshim, because they didn't build a wall in the second Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't they? Which was exactly like they had by the first Beis HaMikdash, but they weren't sure what status it had. Was because it was very tall, much more than the first Beis HaMikdash, and the wall couldn't withstand in the thickness of a just an Amma. And they couldn't widen the wall because the Pasuk says, HaKol B'Ksav Me'Yadosh Malah Hiskel, you can't add onto the dimensions. So, El Asr Shtei Pereches, but they didn't know what the area should be. So rather what they did was they made two curtains. Achim Sad Kodesh HaKadoshim, one from the side of the Holy Holies, V'achas Mitzad HaKadoshim, one from the side of the Heichel. Ubenein Amma, and between them was this Amma, connected Avi HaKadosh HaBarishim, which was correlating to the thickness of the wall, which was in the first place of Mikdash. Now, Avi B'Mikdash Rishon, which actually refers to the first temple, meaning the Mishkan and the Midbar, L'Hayis Hashem El HaPareches Ach B'Vad. There was no wall, and there wasn't two curtains, it was only one curtain. Shemaik says in the Pasuk in Shemais, V'Evdil HaPareches Lechem Ocha V'Goymer, that the curtain should separate for you between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Halacha Gimel, HaHeichel Shabonu B'nei Goyla. The sanctuary that was built by those who came from the exile, they came from Golas Babel and built the second Beis HaMikdash, HaYimeya Amma Al-Meya Amma. So its dimensions was 100 Amma by 100 Amma. al rume amma with a height of 100 amma. So it's 100 amma is cubed. And this is how the measurement of its height went, as the Ram details. So first, starting from the bottom, banu goy b'shesh amas otim sosim. First, they built a height of 6 amas, totally sealed off, a block, like a foundation for the structure. Then you have v'rum kos le'bayis, you have the height of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, arba amma, a height of 40 amas. Then you have v'rum hakir shebetikra. Then you have the height of the decoration of this type of a roof was an amma. And then the al-gabav, on top of that, was goyvish the amma's panik, an empty 2 amma space. Why? Sheikonis by Adelph, that the water that drips down could come in over there, bohanik or beis dilpa, but that's called the place of the dripping. And the aviha tikra, shagavi beis dilpa, but then you have the thickness of that roof that's on top of this beis dilpa was amma, an amma. Then you have the maziva, you have the plaster, was goyv an amma, a height of an amma. Then you have Ali Benuya al Gabab. Then you have an upper story built on top of that, which Goyva Kaslao, the height of its walls was Arba Amma 40 Amas. And the Vagagan on its roof, you have Goyva Amma Kiur, you had an Amma, the height of this decorative ceiling. The Amasayim Goyva Beis Dilpa, but then you had 2 Amas, again, of a height of a Beis Dilpa where the water could drip in. Then you have Amma Tikr, you have an Amma of a roof. The Amma Ziva, then an Amma of plaster. Then you have a Goyva Hamaka Shol Shamas, you have a height of the protective fence of 3 amas, which you always have to have on the roof, a maka, a surrounding fence, and Vitasha Barzel, and then there was a blade, a sheet of iron, Kumaisayif, like a blade, which was Gaba an Amahai, which was Al Gabi Hamakasav, which was on top of the surrounding gate all around. And the reason for this was Kadishali Nuchulav Hoivas, that the bird shouldn't rest on top of that gate. But one thing, this was called Kala Oirib, the crowd chasers, so that, again, the birds shouldn't rest over there and make the roof of the Beis HaMikdash dirty. Hare HaKol, the sum total of all that, what we said, is Me'am is a height of 100 Amas. So this is regarding the height. Halacha Dal, Min HaMayiv LeMizrach, it'll be going from west to east, this is along its length in that way, is Me'am, is 100 Amas. And this is the calculation like this, starting from west. Habog Salm, so you have these 4 walls. Zelef Nemizeh, one within the other. We name, and between these walls, you have Shleisha Mekamis Penuyin. Between 4 walls, you have 3 empty spaces. You have Ben HaKaisel HaMarovi, between the western wall, not the western wall that everyone calls, but this is the western wall of the Beis HaMikdash. Uvein HaKaisel Shalav Nimim, and between the wall that's from within it, is Chamash Amas, you have a space of 5 Amas. Uvein Kaisel Shein Meshleisha, between the second and the third wall, you have Shesh Amas, a space of 6 Amas. Uvein Kaisel Shleisha Levim, between the third and the fourth wall, you have Shesh Amas, 6 Amas. Now, the Elo HaMidois, and these measurements that we're describing how many amas they were, it's considering the thickness of the wall, im hamakam aponoi, together with the empty space, shebein shnei ksalim, that's between the walls. So we're considering the actual space of the walls itself with the spaces when we're saying how much the space was. Then you have oich kodesh hakadoshim, so that's the space of the walls with the space between them. And you have the length of the kodesh hakadoshim itself, that's esrim amma, that's 20 amas. Again, we're going from the deepest in to the outside because we're starting from west to east. Uvein shnei aparoiches mavdilois, as we mentioned in a prior halacha, you have between the 2 curtains that separate between the Kodesh HaKodesh and the Kodesh, that was an amma. And then you have the length of the Heichel, Arba Amma, that was a length of 40 Amas. Then you have the thickness of the eastern wall, which is where the gate is to come into the Heichel, is 6 Amas, is 6 Amas. Then you have the antechamber, which is like a hallway that opens up into the Heichel, is Achases Yama, is a length of 11 Amas. Then you have the thickness of the wall of the antechamber itself is 5 amas, 5 amas. Nimtza HaKol, so comes at the total amount, is Me'a amas, 100 amas. Now, Lacha Hei, now going, so to speak, in the width, Min HaTzafin LaDarm, from the north to the south, is also Me'a amas, also 100 amas, as Ram describes. So, Avi Kaisel Ulam, you have the thickness of the walls of the Ulam, all the way on the outside, is 5 amas, is 5 amas. Umi Kaisel Ulam Ad Kaisel HaKodesh, and from the wall of the antechamber to the wall of the Heichel, which is narrower, is Es amas, you have a space of 10 amas. Then you have a Kasa HaKodesh, you have the walls of the Heichel itself, is Shishak Solom. You have 6 walls. Zelef Nemizeh, one within the other one. Uvineim, so and between these 6 walls, are Chamish and Mekaimah, is Penuim, are 5 empty spaces. Now, Ben Kaisel Chitz, between the outermost wall of the Kodesh, Uvin HaShen, the second wall, is Chamish Amas, 5 Amas. Uvin HaShen, Shlishi, between the second and the third wall, is Shosh Amas, 3 Amas. And then you have 5 Amas, Ben Shlishi Revi, between the third and the fourth wall. And Ben Revi, Vechamish, between the fourth and the fifth wall, you have Shesh, you have 6 Amas. Because of Nimim, between the fifth wall and the inner wall, is Shesh, is 6 Amas. Nimtza comes out, HaKol, all that we just described, is Arbam Amma, Mitzadzeh. You have 40 amas from this side, starting all the way from the outermost, which was the walls of the ulam, which the antechamber, as the Rambam is going to describe later on, is much wider, and then you get narrower into the heichal. So if you're considering going in the width, so you have the thickness of the walls of the ulam all the way on the outside, going through all the walls of the heichal itself. You have 40 amas on one side, and v'abam amas tzad shekenegdo, you have the same calculation we described all the way at the other end, 40 amas. And then you have Rechav Abayis Mepnim Esem, namely the width of the actual Beis Hamikdash itself on the inside is 20 amas. So 40, 40, and 20, Harim Amma, that's a total of 100 amas. Now, Allah above the Ram describes other entities in the Beis Hamikdash. You have a Pishbash. But who, what is the Pishbash? Hushar HaKotin is a small gate. Ushne Pishbashim Hoyla Hechel. Now, there were these actually two small entryways. Hoyla Hechel, that it was for the sanctuary. Mitzidi Hashar HaGadlashim Emtsa, on the side of the great gate that was in the middle, on the other side, going in, you have these two smaller gateways. Echad b'safin v'echad b'darm, one on the right of it, which is the north, and one on the left of it, which is in the south. Now, shebedarm, the one on the south, a person never walked into that gateway. V'olav mefurish aydei Yecheskel, and it's on that gateway that's explicit in Sefer Yecheskel. Hashah hazeh sagri, this gate should be closed, lo yipaseh cheshnev, be open. Now, v'shebet safin, the one on the north, and that's when they would enter, and actually Mahalch ben Shnei Aksalim, the person would go in between two of the walls, until he gets to the place that opens up into the Heichel on his left, and then he would go into the sanctuary, and then he would go until he gets to the great gate, and then he would open it that way. But again, you would come in first from the small gate, and then you would open up the big gate that way. Now, Halacha Zayin, Hashahar Gadol, so this great gate, the middle one, Hayaruch by Yasa Amas, had a width of 10 amas, but Gavi Yasa Amas, its height had 20 amas. The Abed Glas Zayla actually had four doors for this gateway. You have Shtaim Bifnim, Shtaim Bechutz, you have two on the inside and two on the outside. Hachatzayin is Nemtachas Latecha Pesach. So, as we said, because there was a thickness in this, in the Ulam, and you had the Chatzayin is Nemtachas Latecha Pesach, you have the outer ones that opened up into the corridor, so to speak, into the entryway, which was Lachasis Abishal Kaisa, which actually covered the thickness of the wall because these two doors opened up inside. And the inner doors, which would take you into the Heichel, they actually opened up into the Beis HaMikdash itself. Lachasis Hadlasis, which actually covered the walls, which were behind the doors. It opened up inside, thus covering those walls. Halacha Ches, now Pischa Shel Ulam, the opening of the antechamber, so this was by opening up into the Heichel. Then Pischa Shel Ulam, which was the corridor opening up into that, the opening of the Ulam, Ha'yigavaya Arba Amas, its entryway was 40 Amas high, V'reich Vestim, and it had a width of 20 Amas, so it was double that of the entry in the previous halacha that we spoke about, the Heichel. V'lohoy Le'sharm, and it didn't even have gates. V'chamesh Maltiriyot Shel Mila, it had five beams of oak, Ha'yu Al-Gabi Pischa Mamala, it was on top of the entryway, on top of it. Now, Hatachtayna, the lowest one, Ha'yidevas Al-Pesach Amizev Amizev, it was wider than the opening of the Heichel, an Amah on each side. V'chol Aches Mechamishlan, and each one of these five beams, a defis, was extended, Ad Shalamat Mena Amah Mizev Amizev, until it was an Amah more on either side of the beam beneath it. So then, since it comes out, the Hal Yoyin Shleshem Amah, that means the upper one was 30 Amahs in the length, because again, each one was getting two Amahs bigger than the Pesach of the Ulam, which was 20 amas wide. You keep on going, and you have times five, it's going to be the upper one that was 30 amas long. And benibach shalavanam, hayimin kolach zmachas, was a row of stones that was between each one of these five beams of oak. Now, halacha tes ha-heichel, the sanctuary, hayibinyan ne'rochav milfanav. So, as we alluded to earlier, the structure was wide from in the front, meaning from the east. The tzar machav, and it was narrow on the back, k'mayari, like a lion, which is wide head in the front and is narrow in the back. As we said, the ulam was wide, and that was the east, and then they got narrow when they got to the Heichel. Now, v'yitzim, there was these balconies, ho'yimekifan labayis, that surrounded the Beis HaMikdash, kulim misaviv, all the way all around. Chutz l'kais l'masiba, outside of the winding stairwell, which we can describe shortly, that there was a stairwell that took you up higher and higher, going all the way around the Beis HaMikdash. And there were these balconies that went around this winding stairwell. And the Yitziyah HaTachtayin HaChamesh. And the bottom one of these balconies was five. And the Revit Al-Gabba, and there was this platform on top of it that was Sheish, that was six amas. And v'yitziyem tzayis, that was the bottom balcony. And v'yitziyem tzayis in the middle balcony was sheish, was six amas. And the platform on top of that was like some type of like a roof, was like seven amas. Well, yoy neshava, and the upper one, third story, was seven amas. Somebody says in the pasuk Melachim Aleph, it goes through, it talks about these balconies regarding that we said that were coming, that were surrounding the base of Mikdash, all around, out of the winding stairwell, which you had a stairwell taking you to all these different balconies. As it got higher, it got bigger. So too, these three balconies surrounded the base of Mikdash, Meshal Shul Chayisav, from all three sides. And so too, around the walls of the antechamber, from the bottom going upwards, this is how they were. You had Amma Achas Chalak, you had one Amma that was empty, and then you had this protrusion, there was three Ammas, Amma Chalak, you know, empty Amma, and again, you had this protrusion of three amas. Adamala going all the way to the top. The nimtzu comes out of vadin mukaf and laksalim, that you had these protrusions surrounding the walls. Reichab kol reivid, the width of each one of these protrusions was shalosh amas, three amas. Adamala again going to the top, being kol reivid v'reivid amma, and between each and every one of these protrusions were an amma. V'reivid ha'elyon, and the upper reivid, upper row ha'yirach by arba amas was a width of four amas. Halacha Yud Deram continues regarding the cells that were surrounding the whole Beis Hamikdash. Now, Kol Eilah HaMekaymes HaPenuyim Shebein HaKsalim. So all these empty spaces that were between the walls, Him LeKarem Toim, they're called cells, which are like these chambers. Nimtzu comes out, HaToim HaMukafan HaMikdash, these cells that surround the Beis Hamikdash, Chamishim HaTzafen, you have five from the north, which is like the right, Chamishim HaDorim, five from the south, V'Shloshim HaMayim, and three from the west, and nothing on the east. That's where you enter from. Now, v'shalosh diyotis, how you do these three levels. Do you talk about diyotis, a level on top of another level? So nimtzu comes out, chamisha asa toim bedarim, there is these 15 cells on the south, chamisha al gabe chamisha, v'chamisha al gabeim, where you have five on top of five, and five on top of them, which is a total of 15, five times three. V'chein, betzafin chamisha asa, so too, in the north there was 15, u'shmoyne tom hayi b'marim, and there was eight cells in the west, Shlesha gaba shlesha, three on top of three, ushnayim al gabeim bidyoita achas, and two on top of them on one level. Hakoshmana ushleshim time for a total of 38 cells. Now, aloch yiraf, shleshim psachim hoyul chal echad echad natam. Now, there was three openings for every one of these cells. There was three different ways of entry. Echad tamanim min, one for the cell from the right side. Vechad taman smal, one for the cell from the left side. Vechad tosh agabab, and one to the cell on top of it. We became as rachat zafayin this now. In the northeastern corner, in the cell that's on the lowest level, there the actually was five openings. One for the cell on the right side, one to the cell on top of it, one to the winding staircase, and one to the cell that had this small doorway, and one to the sanctuary. So that's, I mean, and that's because we're starting over here on the northeast. That's the first cell where, as we're going to talk about, it's a wraparound. So starting all the way the northeast, which is the beginning, so to speak, of these cells, there was five different openings. And that was the beginning of this spiral staircase. As Rambam says, Aloch Yudbeis, Mesiba, this spiral staircase, so it started going up from the northeastern corner, the Keren Tzvayin Zmarabas, going to the corner of the northwest, which is along the right side if someone's facing the Beis HaMikdash, that's how you would get up to the roof of these cells. So a person would go up onto this spiral staircase, which was really straight on each side. So, and he's facing towards the west. And he goes along the entire northern side, which is the right side, until he reaches to the west. Now, when he reaches to the west, then now it turns along the back part of the Beis HaMikdash, where he's now facing to the south, and halachas kol pnei hamayav, as he goes along the entire western side, until he reaches to the south. Once he reaches to the south, now he turns his face towards the east. And he was going along the southern side until he reaches to the opening of the upper story, where the entryway of the roof was on the upper story, was on the southern side. So it started on the bottom, on the right, going along the right side, then going along the western side, and then coming up on the southern side. Halachit Gimel. Now, Pischa Shel Aliyah. Now, but the opening that it had for the upper story, Hoishtei Klei Noises Shel Eres. It had these two poles of cedar, which had steps on them. Shaben Oylin Lagagash Aliyah. It was on those that you would go up to the roof of the upper story. V'Roshi Pispasin. Now, there was the edges of these beams, which were like the thickness of the palm of the hand. That's what's called pispasin, like pas yad. These poles separated in the upper story, being gaga, kodesh or gaga, kodesh or kodeshim, to differentiate, to demarcate between the roof of the heichel and the roof of the kodesh or kodeshim, to know that you're entering different territory where it has different kedusha. And belulin, there was these like little spaces, these little like skylights, hayupsuchin baliyah, that was open in the upper story, the basic kodesh or kodeshim, to go into the holies of the holies. Shebehen mishalshalnes ha'umnim batevis, was in these pipes, little entry space, that they would lower down the craftsmen in boxes when they had to do some work in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And the reason why they did it that way, Kodesh Le'izayinu name mi beis Kodesh HaKodeshim, that they shouldn't sustain their eyes to get pleasure from the Kodesh HaKodeshim, where it's inappropriate to just gaze at the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And upamachas bashana, and also once a year, mi Pesach to Pesach, from Pesach to Pesach, malam nesehechel, they would whiten with plaster the sanctuary.